This is WKAR Online. 87 people drowned in the Great Lakes last year. That's tragic and unacceptable, according to Bob Pratt. In 2007, Pratt founded the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project and started training surfers in life-saving techniques. Now the group teaches water safety and rescue classes for the general public all around the Great Lakes region. Participants learn about rip currents, the signs of drowning, and how to use a surfboard or other flotation device to rescue a person in distress. Pratt was named 2011 Lifesaver of the Year by the National Drowning Prevention Alliance. WKAR's Gretchen Millick asked him how water safety on the Great Lakes differs from inland lakes and swimming pools.
The biggest difference that we see from the Great Lakes is the currents and the wave action. They become the largest cause of drownings on the Great Lakes. Rip currents are responsible for them. And also pier currents. We're starting to learn more that we actually have a situation on the Great Lakes. It's called a seiche. It basically means water sloshing back and forth the same as it does in a bathtub. So if we have very strong winds out of the north and it blows a lot of water to the south end of the lake, when the winds stop, the water actually sloshes back. And this can be several inches. It can be several feet. And when it comes in contact with piers and some other structures, it has to go around those. So it can cause very strong currents around the piers in a time when it looks to be relatively calm.
You know, one of the things I've heard you say is that we should respect the power of the lakes. What do you mean by that?
The Great Lakes will always win. You can go out windsurfing or you can go out surfing and you can sail on the lakes. But at any time, the conditions can change drastically and you really don't have a chance. Interestingly enough, we see most of the rip current drownings occurring during moderate conditions. We don't see them at the times when the wind's blowing 60, 70 miles an hour and there are, you know, 15, 20-foot waves on the lakes. We see most of the drownings occurring when there's 2 to 4-foot waves, 2 to 6-foot waves. And part of the reason is because people realize when the waves are 20 feet that, you know, nobody has any business being out there. Unfortunately, when the waves are only 2 to 4 feet, they have kind of a calming sense. And we think, oh, those look fun. They look playful. And we go out, and if you don't understand how they work and you don't have a good swimming ability, they can easily take your life.
One of the things that you teach is how to recognize the signs of drowning. I worked as a lifeguard when I was in college at a swimming pool and learned to notice that when people are drowning, they go down very quickly and very quietly. But that's in a swimming pool, and you're up on the lifeguard stand, and you can see it very clearly. How do you see that on the Great Lakes?
You know, that's a really important point because Hollywood's done a huge disservice portraying people drowning as screaming and waving, and people who are drowning can do neither. If you lift your hands up out of the water, you're going to submerge yourself, so that's not going to happen. And people are struggling so much just to take their next breath that they can't scream or yell for help. So really the striking thing for most lay people to look at is facial expression. The people will just have a look of terror on their face, typically eyes very wide. The head will be back because that actually elevates their mouth only a couple of inches, but it's a critical couple of inches. This only lasts for 15 to 45 seconds before the person submerges. And they may actually submerge a couple of times before they go under. But if you see someone vertical in the water and if their mouth is open and they have a look of panic on their face, they're probably in deep trouble.
The people who work with you on the Great Lakes Surf Rescue Project, a lot of them are surfers who surf the Great Lakes. But how do you teach somebody who's just the average person who's going to the beach to enjoy the beach with their family?
The reason that we focus on surfers is that surfers are aware of the way the lakes work, how waves occur and where they occur. They already have a flotation device with them, the surfboard or a boogie board. They have thermal protection if the water's cold. So they're in a perfect position to make the rescues. For parents and caregivers, it's much more important for them to be proactive and to prevent a drowning situation from happening than to have to react to it when it does happen. But when it does happen, it's very important that they not become a victim themselves. And we have several tragic incidents across the Great Lakes every year where would-be rescuers also drown. So the big thing is to try to keep your panic under control. Make sure that someone is calling 911 so that there's advanced help getting there. If you have something that floats, get something that floats to the person. We're really advocating for throw rings and other safety devices on beaches and piers so that people have some kind of flotation device that they can either throw out to the person or take out to the person.